We often take things like running water or working sewers for granted, right? But have you ever stopped to think about how cities actually manage that vital unseen infrastructure? How do they keep it all running smoothly? Today, we're doing a deep dive into exactly that. We've got an excerpt from what's called a Master Professional Services Agreement. This one's between the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma, and an engineering firm, Freeze and Nichols, Inc., F&I for short. Think of it like a foundational set of rules. Our mission here is to unpack how cities use these kinds of agreements for what they call on-call engineering design services, for water distribution, wastewater collection, the essentials. Okay, let's unpack this. What makes an on-call agreement so important for a city?
Well, the core purpose here is that F&I provides these professional services, specifically engineering design related to water and wastewater systems. But the key term, as you said, is on-call. It means the services are, available as needed. There isn't some huge fixed project scope right from day one.
So it's not like they're commissioning one massive project. It's more flexible.
Exactly. Think of it less like building a whole house every time and more like having a reliable plumber or electrician you can call whenever something crops up.
That makes sense, especially for infrastructure, where things can be unpredictable. So how does the city actually start work under this agreement if it's so flexible? How do they say, okay, we need you now for this specific thing?
Ah, that's where something called task authorizations comes in. This main agreement, the master one, it doesn't list every single potential job. Instead, it says, and I'm quoting roughly here, that the details for project scopes and fees will be in these task authorizations as the city requests services.
Okay, so a separate mini agreement for each job, basically.
Pretty much, it gives the city a ton of control. F&I actually will not begin services until a task authorization is agreed upon. And critically, the fees. Those are negotiated for each task authorization, too.
Right. So the city knows exactly what they're getting and what they're paying for each time, no blank checks.
Precisely.
Yeah.
They only pay for what's needed when it's needed. Imagine if they had to go through a whole new bidding process for every single minor repair or, unexpected issue.
Oh, that would be a nightmare. Months of delay, probably.
It could be. So these agreements act like a fast lane. They cut down response times dramatically, which is vital when you're talking public health and safety.
Makes sense. So, beyond just making things work smoothly day to day, there's a legal side too, right? This isn't just an informal understanding.
Absolutely not. It's very clearly grounded in law. The document states it's administered and interpreted under the laws of the state of Oklahoma.
Okay, see law.
And it even specifies the venue for any legal proceedings. That's Pottawatomie County, Oklahoma. So very
To
specific.
keep things local and clear.
And another important legal point, it clarifies who benefits. The agreement explicitly says it's for the sole and exclusive benefit of the client and F&I.
Meaning the city and the engineering firm.
Yes, and not for the benefit of any other party. That's important for accountability, especially with public funds. No third party can just jump in and claim rights under this contract.
Good point. And just for context, when did this particular agreement start?
This one became effective on December 20, 2022, and it was signed by the city manager at the time, Andrea Weckmuller-Berringer.
Okay, December 2022. So, wrapping this up a bit, what does all this detail really mean for you listening right now?
Well, it means that the clean water coming out of your faucet and the wastewater system working correctly. A lot of that reliability often hinges on these kinds of background agreements, these master agreements, with their flexible on-call setup and those specific task authorizations. They're really crucial. They let cities manage essential infrastructure, both proactively and reactively, without getting bogged down in constant, massive renegotiations.
Right, it keeps things moving. So here's something to think about. If cities didn't have these kinds of clear, pre-negotiated frameworks, imagine the alternative. What if every single time there was a water main break or a need for an upgrade, they had to start a brand new full contract negotiation from scratch? Think about the delays, the impact on getting critical services back online. It really highlights the value of this, maybe less glamorous, but essential part of city management, something to ponder next time you turn on the tap.